Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and today I want to talk about getting in shape through travel. And this is touching on physical health again. And I had a recent episode about mental health where I said, in extreme cases, if you're feeling depressed, I would not recommend travel as a means to help you solve or get through that depression. But I'm going to say something quite different when it comes to your physical health, because in my situation, 2 years ago, I was weighing 120 kilograms. That's 265 pounds. I was really out of shape. I had lost a little bit of weight since leaving the States, but I was still grossly obese and I needed to work on that. And I want to talk about how travel has made such that big of an impact, and it might be something to consider if you're going through a difficult period in your life with regards to your physical health. So when it comes to things that got us where we are, we have to look at the routines that we currently have. And in my case, when I was living in the States, I had an absolutely abysmal routine, which led to me weighing as much as I did. I was never walking. I would get in a car to go absolutely everywhere. Unfortunately, this happens to be necessary in many parts of the States. But most of the world, you do a bit of walking, and that helps just adding that little bit to anything else you may do. Of course, I was making terrible decisions with food and I was overeating all the time. Anything I would order would be far too big of a portion, and I was indulging in way too much fast food, and I'd gotten way too reliant on delivery apps, which I'd almost never choose something healthy if I was using a delivery app versus if I'm cooking myself or if I go out to eat. So these were definitely not helping. And then finally, something else that wasn't helping, where I was living in Texas, people being overweight is a bit more common. So when you see so many people in a similar situation to you, it kind of takes the pressure off and you feel like it's fine, I can stay like this. And not to go against any kind of body positivity, if you're comfortable in your body, that's absolutely great. I don't want to force my opinion on anybody else. I personally was not happy in my body, and being around a lot of people with a similar body shape was not helping to motivate me get out of that. So what I did was, the first country I traveled to after this pandemic thing wound down was Brazil. And rather than just coming to Brazil and deciding that was going to solve my problems, I needed to go an extra step. And I went to a lovely little beach town called Jericoacoara, which is way up in the northeast of Brazil. And it's an isolated beach. And that was very useful for my project for multiple reasons. So firstly, the accommodation that I picked was not in the middle of the town, because it's a very touristy town. So there's plenty of restaurants that I could have made bad decisions in. The accommodation I was at required a 15-minute walk to get to those restaurants. So that was the first thing. The second thing is, to get to this town, the only way you're able to arrive is by 4x4 that drives over sand dunes. This is really off any kind of paved road. So you are not going to have the kind of things you would have in major cities. Even Brazil has delivery apps, and you can eat unhealthy in Brazil if you use the delivery apps exclusively and you're not watching out for your health. So I kind of needed a forced break from those apps, and by being in this secluded area, and I realize as a nomad, I have advantages. I can pick anywhere I want because I can work online. I'm just sharing this in case it gives you some inspiration, because you don't have to do this for your whole life. I only went to this particular village for 1 month, and that month was transformative. I lost so much weight in that month, because what happened was, I was still not in the best place in my life. I wasn't in absolute the best spirits. So I had bad days. But the difference is when I had a bad day in the States where I was living in Texas, I really didn't feel like having healthy routines. I was within 20 seconds of just clicking a few buttons on my phone and then the pizza would be ordered or whatever other food I wanted. I would always be, because I'm feeling in a bad mood, I'm going to order the biggest pizza that has the unhealthiest extras to it and sides and a giant soda and everything. I'm in a bad mood. I deserve good food. And I would make these decisions within seconds because the app let me. I mean, they're designed to make sure ordering and paying is as quick and smooth as possible, because then the restaurants make more money. So anytime I was in that kind of place where I was about to make a bad decision, making that bad decision was very easy. Now, on the other hand, in Jericoacoara, if I had bad days, and even in paradise, if you're recovering from depression, you can still have bad days, even in the most lovely place in the world. And it is truly a beautiful area, but I had bad days. The difference is I would feel like, man, I could do with a pizza. And I would decide I'm going to get a pizza. And I would get myself up and start walking towards the town. And it would take me 15 minutes. And 15 minutes is a lot longer than 15 seconds that it would take to click through on your phone. And in those 15 minutes, I'd be out walking. I'd be breathing in fresh air. I'd be seeing the birds in the sky. I'd be seeing passing by happy people. And it would just transform my mood. There's something very powerful about just going for a walk that I really wish I took advantage of. Even where I was living, I could have improved my mood just by going for a walk a bit more often. So you don't really have to travel to get that kind of benefit. But just the fact that I absolutely could not do anything except walk if I wanted to get any food other than whatever I had in the house. And even if I had decided I'm going to have a pizza, by the time I was getting close to the town, I'd pass by restaurants with healthy options. Because in this town, the pizza places are right in the middle of the action, which is right on the beach. So you have to walk past a bunch of other places. And I would always find a healthy option and pretty much always pick that instead. And it forced me to make smarter decisions. And then, of course, I tried to get physically active because I didn't want to rely just on the walking. This place is one of is quite renowned for windsurfing. It has very consistent wind. So I got into consistent exercise with that. And I will say, if anybody else is struggling coming out of a very difficult period where you're in not so good shape, when you try to work out, you may feel your body pushing back. And I remember it when I was in my absolute heaviest, this would have been before I got to Brazil, I was heavier than the number I already mentioned. Even going for a walk, I could feel my heart rate go up dramatically. I couldn't even manage a simple walk. That's how out of shape I was. So having lost just a little weight, I decided to do something as strenuous as windsurfing. And initially, I was reminded how out of shape I was, because after surfing on the board for just 2 or 3 minutes, I would need to get off and lean on the board and catch my breath and let my heart rate go down. And it was quite embarrassing, but my instructor was very understanding. I worked through it. And then I realized as I went back this year, I'm actually talking about this because I was reminded of it from returning to Jericoacoara on this big trip through all of Brazil. And I took similar windsurfing lessons from the same teacher, and I realized there were moments when I was out of breath, but these were actually not because of my physical level. I mean, I'm still not in the most ideal shape. I definitely still need to lose weight, but I'm in a much, much better place than I was 2 years ago. But even so, I would do windsurfing, I'd be out of breath, and I realized it wasn't the fact that I was doing this physical exercise. It was the moments that I made a mistake and I would fall off the board and go into the water. I'd kind of be gasping for air and my heart rate would go up because I'd panic. And those were the reasons that I was feeling out of breath and feeling like I was not in good shape. It wasn't actually necessarily so much what my physical level was. It was more my skill level. So I realized in returning this time that as I progressed during the week, I didn't have the same problems I had the first day. And I know I didn't dramatically change my fitness level over the span of 7 days this time. But I know that by the end of the week, I was absolutely never out of breath because my technique was better. So sometimes we feel like everything is a sign that we're out of shape. And for me, that was definitely the case. You feel like every time your heartbeat rate goes up, every time you're out of breath, it's because you are just in a body that you don't want to be in, basically. But I've learned that it's more to it than that. Life is more complicated. Sometimes you can get your heart rate down and breathe more calmly just by being less stressed out. There are lots of factors to it. So I wish I had known that. I wish I could have told myself that 2 years ago, that those moments that I was completely out of breath and needed a pause weren't necessarily all about my physical fitness. So anyway, that whole month in Jericó, Coahuila contributed to the 3 months that I had spent in Brazil. And over those 3 months, I lost 20 kilograms. That's 44 pounds. And most of that loss was in that first month in Jericó, Coahuila. And that first month involved no crazy diets, no ridiculous exercise routines, because windsurfing is not necessarily that strenuous. It's just something that you can do in that particular place. I just changed my habits dramatically, reduced my options so that I wasn't as tempted to take delivery apps if I could. There are ways you could get around that, like you can maybe block delivery apps on your phone between certain hours. Both Apple and Android let you limit usage of certain apps, so you could maybe program that in. So you don't have to do this extreme case of what I did of traveling somewhere where you literally can't even use any of those apps. But it happened to help me. It helped me to get into much better habits that first month. It meant that as I traveled elsewhere in Brazil, there are definitely delivery apps in Brazil. You can definitely order pizzas and other foods that you don't want to be eating regularly if you want to be watching your health. But I was in a place where I had accepted I don't need these anymore. I can go out of the house, look for food, try and go for a walk and come across something healthy. And it just happened to change my perspective on that. I understand this is maybe not something a lot of you can relate to. I happened to go through that process having lived in the States. I put on a lot of weight, and I found that having this extreme travel experience of going somewhere truly off the grid and my plan being based around eating in the healthier restaurants, which I designed to be easier to access than the unhealthy restaurants, and I had to walk to them, this completely helped me reset my entire terrible health routine, and it helped me ultimately lose so much weight. So you don't have to go to the same town that I went to, but maybe consider that in your travels. And obviously travels aren't going to be the solution for everybody. I have a friend of mine who went, he's American, he went to Europe for the summer and he gained weight and he was feeling very disheartened about that. But it's because of the routines he happened to have. So even though he was walking, he ended up eating in a lot of less healthy restaurants just because he was with family and he wasn't diving in as adventurously. So there are certain travel situations that are not going to help you with your health goals. But if your health situation is absolutely terrible, as mine was, then travel can help you because it's going to reset your routines. You may still have some bad routines, but you're not going to have access to some of the absolute worst ones. And this can be really beneficial to help us cut a habit and start from scratch and work from there. So that's my story. I had a great advantage taking advantage of this town, going there. It helped me lose a lot of weight. And I thought I'd share that story with you guys because I just came from that town again. And of course, this time, I also had similar routines. I went to the windsurfing lessons. I ate healthily. Lots of things like that that I associate with it. And by coming to a country like Brazil, I've gotten into really good habits here. This whole year, I have picked accommodation for the most part. If I'm in a major city, I pick where I am based on how close it is to the gym I have membership at. So in Brazil, there's a gym chain called Smart Fit. Obviously, Brazilians don't pronounce it like that, but it's called Smart Fit. And it's available in all of Latin America. So I've had membership there, and I just make sure I'm close to that gym. And I've gone to the gym regularly this year. And I've kind of designed my travels around making sure that specific gym, as much as possible, is easy to access. And that's how this year I've continued my my health goals in a similar way to how I started with better goals when I first came to Brazil. When I came back to Brazil 2 years ago. So yeah, that's just some thoughts from me about losing weight or having better health routines in travels. This is very specific to my situation, but I'm hoping some of it's given you some inspiration for yourself. If you are on your own weight loss journey or your own health improvement journey, for however that may look for you. So thanks for listening as always, and until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.